This episode is brought to you by Fallout 76, the post-nuclear RPG from Bethesda Game Studios. Explore the wasteland alone or with friends as you meet unique characters, complete exciting quests, and face dangerous foes. Take a stroll along the Atlantic City boardwalk in the latest update. Play Fallout 76 for free now through April 18. Available on Xbox, PlayStation, and Steam. Visit fallout.com to learn more. Rated M for mature.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Hello and welcome to Declutter Me, a podcast about organizing and decluttering your life. And hello, Shalina.
Hi, Shrek.
It was a music one, so I had to do a 1, 2, 3, 4.
There was no words to say what that was like.
Okay,
watching.
So what's with this? Why do we feel like we're part of a sports team today?
I know, we're very coordinated today, aren't we? It's because it's the Olympics. Yay! Love the Olympics.
We're celebrating a tradition from thousands of years ago where we see people on display and get excited because they win things.
Yeah. I went to the place in Greece where, it's called Olympian? Olympiac? Anyway, I've been there. When I went on school trip to Greece, and we went to the original Olympics where it originally started,
right
before the modern games, and I was very excited then. Me and my friends were very excited. We were school children, but I love the Olympics. I love
you know these guys don't have any life, right? Like from the time they're like 10, they're doing is training for like a gold medal.
Yeah,
it's really
and
sad.
Yeah, but it's great for us to watch. Remember Nadia Comaneci, the gymnastic? And like I went to London 2012 and I saw Usain Bolt win, you know, and I saw Mo Farah get a medal, saw the beach volleyball. It's amazing. I just love it. I love it. And I was so sad.
We're celebrating someone else's like ridiculous life just to see them watch, like get a gold medal.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. You can say it like that.
Like nothing I do is really changing your mind,
nothing,
is it?
Interesting. Nothing. Do you know how sad I was? I missed the opening ceremony because I was working on the weekend. So my brother, we have a group chat on our family chat.
Yeah.
So my brother was giving comments about what was happening and, you know, being his normal sarcastic self. And it was brilliant. So then I caught up and I could understand why my sister-in-law was excited about the Tongan guy, flag bearer guy. He did the same thing last time. But I love it. So yeah, this is why we're dressed like this. Olympic. It's Olympic fever. It's really sad you can't go. Like I would have loved to have gone to Tokyo to see it there because Japan is weird.
And we're supporting the Netherlands at the moment? Like what are we doing here?
No, this is England colours. So Team GB, even though this is a German brand.
Right, I mean,
Yeah. Team GB. Actually, no. Team GB is sponsored by Adidas.
Oh, is that what you were doing? Okay, now that makes sense. I had no idea what was going on over there.
No, it's just I like wearing Adidas.
Oh, okay.
Adidas, if you're listening. Hi.
Okay, so a few weeks ago, we discussed like music decluttering.
We did.
Specifically, we were talking about your music as well, because the kind of conversation spawned out of the amount of storage music takes up on your phone.
Yeah.
And so one of the things you did at the end of that was you kind of subscribed to Apple Music.
I did, yeah.
As part of their free trial. And we said we were going to kind of revisit that in a couple of months and kind of talk about it and see what the experience has been like.
Yep.
And has it actually helped with the decluttering and storage bit as much as it has with exploring new music? Because obviously this is a decluttering show, not so much a new music discovery show, but we can talk about that too.
Well, considering I'm obsessed with music, it's you know, it has to merge into our podcast at one point or another.
Yeah.
Plus, everyone knows that we are sort of with the Apple cult, we're fully immersed with Apple. So,
you're not my spokesperson. Like you didn't. So,
he's even more than me, right? He knows. He's in the beta version of the iOS. I'm not that in Apple. Hello.
No, that one's for you to do that. Apple has nothing to do with that.
So I did. I joined Apple Music straight away after we recorded that episode. To be honest, I haven't actually got rid of my own music because I have had issues with Apple Music. Like sometimes, because I listen to music a lot in the car, sing to songs really loudly, you know, and especially because I'm driving.
Well, specifically, the issue you have is that like the album artwork doesn't show up in your car, and that's the issue as much as it's an issue of
No, it doesn't. It has this thing, and you said that you would help me sort this out, but there's an issue sometimes that it won't play Apple Music. You know, if I browse and find something to listen to, it won't download or stream.
Okay.
And it gets frustrating, you know, especially when I'm driving to Abu Dhabi or, you know, a long distance to one of the other Emirates. It's like an hour drive. I need music. I can't be just listening to my own breathing and watching people on the road being silly.
It's called listening to podcasts.
Yeah. I could do that actually. Right. Yeah. I could listen to catch up on my podcast, which is good. True. But sometimes, you know, when you need music, because I don't want to be thinking, I want to be singing loudly to get away the boredom and...
No, I get it.
You know what I mean? Because the Abu Dhabi drive is pretty boring. So that's been frustrating me. So I've just kept my thing for now. But eventually it'll go. But actually, it's been fun with Apple Music, like finding good playlists. I love Latin music or, what do they call it? Reggaeton.
Right.
I love reggaeton. And it reminds me of, you know, going to Florida and listening to it, you know, and stuff. It just brings me happy memories. So I've been listening to that to remind me of being in Florida 2 years ago. And then, you know, and I was the last week I've been listening to dance music, you know, old dance music, you know, the hits. And a lot of it reminds me of my clubbing time when I was at university. So I've been listening to all these tunes and going, oh my God, tune, yeah, Faithless. Yeah. So there's been things like that. So I am actually a pretty, you know, as people know, I'm a retro girl. So I've been listening to a lot of old songs. Mm-hmm. And the playlists have been great. And I think because Apple Music and what's the other Apple thing that I had already? iTunes Max. Yeah, yeah. So they know obviously what.
Well, your library is uploaded, so they don't know what songs you listen to. Yeah.
So they've been picking a lot of tunes that I do love. So that's great, and I get to hear new things. So I'm listening to new music, so I feel like I'm cool and hip and young, and I know who Olivia Rodrigo is. Is it Olivia Rodrigo?
Like a damn sociopath. Like it's.
I don't actually like that song. I really don't like all the songs. I tried.
It's like if someone hears Olivia Rodrigo and you don't start like humming that song in your head, like you're not.
Doesn't do it. No.
You're basically not on Instagram enough. Actually, I think is all it says.
No, I'm not. I tried. It sounds good at the start, and then it just gets a bit. No, it's like Avril Lavigne, but for 2021.
Yeah, but Avril Lavigne was nice to listen to when we heard her 20 years
exactly.
ago.
Like, true.
It's not the same now for us. Yeah,
and it's the same with Billie Eilish. Like her new album's out.
New album is like is tilted away, huh? Like, I mean, it's good music. She's a very talented singer.
She's very talented, but I'm not enjoying
it. But the tone is not the same. Like, so I really liked her first album, and I thought it was great. Even though there are, I know, a couple of songs that are a little bit like I can see like no, I'm.
Did you like that?
Oh my God. No, but so I can see some of her songs being like, oh wow, okay, that's like a 17-year-old problem, like 17-year-old's problem kind of, or 17-year-old's like view of the world kind of song lyrics. I mean, that some of them they've written, even the first album, but somehow it didn't bother me as much.
No,
but
this one
seems very like the tone. It's a different tone for sure.
And it's a bit whispery. That's what my friend and I, you know, my friend, we were both talking about it. And
it's a bit whispery.
It's very whispery. Like, get on with it. Just sing song. So, I think it's great. And I mean, once I get the confidence to remove my library out, that'll remove a lot
of
space.
I think if you're listening to more playlists and more stuff inside Apple Music,
yeah,
then that's a good sign because that means that you're kind of, whatever, adopting the... service for what it's supposed to do, right? Because otherwise, if you just keep listening to your own music and keep the subscription on, then it comes with
it. It doesn't make sense. Yeah, no, exactly.
But if you're doing that, that's good.
Yeah. And that's the great thing. I mean, there's I love Zane Lowe. I've listened to Zane Lowe since,
and he's done a lot of stuff with Apple.
Yeah, he's
on Apple Music. I mean,
yeah, he's the main DJ on that, and he's been there since the beginning. But he was there from the beginning on at BBC. So I used to listen to him on BBC, and he was a pioneer of new music.
Right.
And he. He's always been like that. So to listen to him now is great. So people from my generation, most probably, who have listened to him know that, you know, there was Zane, there was Trevor Nelson, who would come up with, he told us about Mary J. Blige and all these big art, you know, people who became massive. They told us about it in the early days, you know, when no one knew who they were. So they're kind of respected DJs, so I like listening to Zayn. But there are other really good young DJs that are on the Apple Music
Yeah, because they have the Apple one, which is the radio station version as well, which they play like,
yeah.
They have a DJ or RJ playing tracks along the way.
And then they have for different genres. Correct. So you can then go to different radio stations and listen. So that's great. So that is, it's the equivalent of listening to, you know, BBC One, One Extra, Kiss FM for me. So all these British stations, but on an Apple platform. So it is good. And I'm getting to listen to new music and going, no, I really don't like some of this. Or, oh my God, this is amazing. And then going, right, let's listen to some 80s music again.
Since you talk about radio, I have to kind of interject here for a second and say that, hey, by the way, people who are listening to this, we are going to be on the radio.
Oh my God, yes, we are.
Starting next week. So starting on Sunday.
Yeah.
So we're going to be local Dubai Radio. It's 100.3.
What's it called?
Talk 100.3.
Okay, so we're going to put it on the show notes. But it's really exciting.
So there's going to be a podcast hour every day. So we have shows from Umay Media that are going to be played every single day. But then Declutter Me is going to be one of them that comes out every week on the radio.
Yeah, I'm going to be on the radio. I don't know why I'm singing it.
I have no idea either. But back to the music.
So, yeah. I tried Spotify a long time ago. So when it started, that's the problem. I always start things when they start. And then if I don't enjoy it, then I give up. So I'm sure Spotify is very similar to Apple Music, just without the famous DJs. But they do have...
Yeah, I mean, so I don't use Spotify so much. I'm in Apple Music in terms of the music. Spotify obviously has music and podcasts in one app. Mm. So I think some people like it because of that. Other people like the fact that Apple Music and Apple Podcasts are separate.
Yeah.
So it's based on your taste. And then the other thing I think that's interesting is that, or what I've heard often from people who are Spotify subscribers, is that their algorithms and their playlists are supposedly phenomenal.
Right.
And do like crazy mixes. And they've done that, like, whatever, the studies of the people, like down pat, I think. But I mean, you know, for me, Apple Music does the job it's supposed to do.
Yeah.
I mean, because my music is already there, because I used to be an iTunes Match customer as well. So I had uploaded all my music at some point.
Yeah.
So for me, it does everything I needed to do, which is sometimes I want to listen to my music and I have it available to me on my phone. And then other times I want to just try what's new or listen to the latest lists. And between... they have a Chirag station, which is a combination of my songs with other songs that are similar to mine that it plays back for me.
Really?
Yeah. It's if you go to the live station, I think that it just says like it's your name shows up there.
Oh, yes. I've seen that. Yes.
Yeah. Which is it's mostly like a good percentage of your songs, but right. then like mixed up. But then it occasionally throws in some new stuff that are in the similar vein. And then, as you said, the charts both the charts and the playlists have been... You know, sometimes when I want to listen to something fresh, I don't want to listen to my stuff. It works really good. I mean, I do most of my listening. It's always podcasts anyway. Every now and then is music.
Yeah. I think the only issue people might have, I mean, I've got an iTunes account from the UK because I started with that and it's stayed like that. So I get UK music, which I love. It's more UK centric for the UK iTunes. And I'm sure it's the same for USA, but I just don't know how it is for the UAE. But I think for the main regions, it will be like that. So it'd be like listening to UK or USA radio.
Yeah, I think so.
Like Billboard charts or something. But I think it is, if you want to declutter the storage in your phone and on your iTunes, this is a good way to do it. And you get to listen to new music that you wouldn't listen to. You get to listen to genres that you might not want to buy yourself and download, but you can get it from there. So I think it is actually really good. And it saves you the money of buying the albums or the songs, because the albums come on and you can listen to a full album. So there is a new album from somebody big came out.
Well, I mean, Billie Eilish's album just came out as well. It was literally about 2 weeks ago,
Oliver Rigo.
Hers too, but I meant like... Yeah. But even Billie Eilish's album has, I mean, it's been a tight partnership with Apple. And so, you know, they've been slowly releasing the songs for the album.
Yeah.
And I even get alerts when the new song releases and everything.
You?
Yeah.
God, no.
Because I've heard a couple of them, I think it just kind of recommends it to me.
Yeah. So, so that's a good thing. So that you pay a subscription fee and then you get everything. Yeah. And I mean, depends on how much you listen to. If you're commuting or like driving a lot or walking or exercising,
or working out, yeah,
that would work. You know, it works out very well because you can listen to a mixture of music, and they also have tunes to for events. So if you want chill tunes, you know, end of the day, or you want exercise tunes or tunes to help you work, they have all these amazing playlists, and they actually are very good. So I've listened to chill ambient music, I've listened to jazz, you know, while I'm cooking and stuff like that. So I think it's a good thing. So I would recommend it, you know, whatever.
I found at some point, because I was looking for something specific, but I found they have Bollywood tracks, like playlists, which is like by decade. So it's like 70s Bollywood, 80s Bollywood,
oh, really?
90s Bollywood, 2000s Bollywood. Like, and I was just like, really? And you look at the songs and like, obviously the 90s Bollywood, 80s Bollywood is like stuff I grew up with.
Yeah, and it was the better songs.
Right. and then it's just, but it's just amusing to like to see that even that curation is going on. So it's quite yeah, nice to see. And then the other thing with where you were talking about the subscription, I know we've mentioned this on previous episodes, but again, at least with Apple, they have the family subscription as well. So, yeah, which is what I used to pay before I moved to the bundle. And again, it's like, I think it's like $17 or something, but up to five people can be on it. So, I mean, and you know, our family is distributed, but we're all using the subscription. Mm. So it's kind of also quite useful when you have a family and you're more than one of you is into music and it's an instant buy, you know?
Yeah, because I think my brother's family use it, but for me, obviously, I mean, I'm not going to try and explain to my parents how to use Apple Music. They can figure it out themselves. Yeah. So yeah, no, it's worth it. So it's a good way to declutter your music and expand your horizons and listen to music that you wouldn't listen to normally and then go, no, I'm too old for this. I feel so old. Anyway.
Good for you. You're happy and healthy.
Stop.
It's just, you know, this is mostly Instagram Reels' fault, but you just, it's, you know, the base of like soundtrack of so many people posting that it's just stuck in your
head.
Yeah,
there's that one. What do I see on TikTok as well? I'm on TikTok, by the way. Yes, Declutter Me is on TikTok. I use the same tunes every time. There's some other tunes as well. Yeah.
Well, see, now that you're listening to these new playlists, maybe you can like expand and do other tunes.
Oh, no. You know what people do? Oh, no. It's this creeper song called Oh, No. So people use that all the time on TikTok. Oh, yeah. It's
I'm the same on the Reels, by the way.
Comes up a lot. I think they use the same songs on both
of them. No, I'm sure they do, yeah.
It's just, oh, God. So now I just put the volume down for all the songs I don't want to hear about. Anyway.
So. All right. Well, so again, as we've been talking, we'll leave a link in the show notes to the previous episodes so you can listen to both of them together in terms of decluttering your music. That was the one where we talked about how to actually physically declutter.
Yeah.
And then this is the one about just kind of how that's helpful in terms of having one of these subscriptions, if that's what you're into and if you want to expand your horizon. So that's fine. You can reach Alina at DeclutterMe on social media. That's @DeclutterMe. And we'll see you again next week.
Bye.
Bye.